There's a lot still, obviously, going on with the virus. In fact, yesterday, Michigan set a record for the highest number of patients hospitalized with COVID-19, and that's since the pandemic began in March of 2020. But there are other indications that the force of the virus may be waning. We've got our fingers crossed, and we've got our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, joining us with some of the latest numbers, and we haven't talked to Riri in a long while. So Happy New Year, Marie.
Happy New Year, Paul W. So glad to be back with you. Let's start with some of these numbers, and the total picture of numbers is what's important here. Michigan reported 44,524 new cases of COVID and 56 deaths on Monday. The health department is reporting 4,581 adults hospitalized with COVID. About 81% of the state's inpatient hospital beds are occupied. The seven-day positive rate is jumped to 32%. That's a pretty high number. But the good news in all of this is an important number, and that's a fatality rate. It's at 1.8%. Now, there's a debate going on about how hospitals report their COVID numbers to the CDC. Doctors are reporting a lot of people in the hospital with COVID, but they came to the hospital for something else, and then they were found to have COVID. They still have to report that, though, to the CDC as a COVID case, a hospitalized COVID case. Doctors say that can't be dismissed. There's a lot of people in the hospital with COVID, but this because those cases can still pose a risk. One New York doctor said, though, to clarify, we're not sending as many patients to the ICU. We're not intubating as many patients. And most of the patients that are coming into the emergency room that do a test are positive, and they're actually getting discharged. One other thing, important thing to remember about COVID in the next few days, a new rule that will require insurance to cover at-home COVID tests will go into effect on Saturday. Private insurers will cover up to 8 at-home tests per person each month. All you have to do if you have private insurance is go online or to your pharmacy, buy the test, and either get paid for it up front or by the health plan or get reimbursed for the cost. The Biden administration purchasing about 500 million tests that people can be able to request online. And Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla says the Omicron vaccine will be ready in March, and the company is already manufacturing doses. Now, you might be asking, why will we need that if we're seeing the tail end of this? Well, right. He says a lot of other countries are interested in this production, and he says their company wants to be ready for that, Paul W.
Yeah, I saw that, Marie, the Omicron vaccine in March being available. I thought that's just bizarre because other people are saying it'll be gone or everybody in the world will have it by March or whatever they're saying. But to be coming out with a vaccine just aimed at Omicron, I found to be fascinating. The other one is that the president, his administration is requiring private insurers to cover the cost for 8 at-home coronavirus tests per person per month. That's a lot of testing. And if you've been vaccinated and had all 3, or maybe now some people have all 4 shots, that's crazy that you still have to test that often. But the other part of that is, have you tried to buy an at-home test lately?
Well, that's the very, very big million-dollar question. The tests can't be found, but according to the Biden administration, they've got 500 million of these tests coming in the pipeline and that they will be available. Only time will tell. One last thing on that vaccine for the Omicron, they're saying, Pfizer is saying that not only will it target Omicron, but other variants as well.
Oh, okay.
So it isn't just, but that's the headline, is the fact that it's going to cover that Omicron variant. And you got to understand, in some other countries, it's still a huge problem. It's still a huge problem here, but it's more of a problem elsewhere.
Interesting thought. Yeah. And speaking of other countries, our neighbors, for goodness sakes, the CDC yesterday warned us U.S. residents to stay away from Canada. And here we just opened the border a couple months ago, and that shutdown began in March 2020. A couple months ago, we opened it back up. The warning coming from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, raising its travel recommendation to Canada to level 4, very high. And I was just a little surprised at that.
Well, as you know, this is the ebb and flow of this virus, right? It's high at some points and it's low at others. So this is for Canada right now. They're in a different situation than we are, although we are still, you know, we ourselves have huge numbers of the Omicron virus as well.
Oh, Canada. I was waiting to be able to use that, so I had to get it in there.
There you go.
On another very important story, off to the sidebar here, your Jeopardy's getting hot. Another string, another million-dollar no. maker.
Yeah, I know. This player, Amy, for some reason, I can't think of her last name right at this moment. She is an incredible player. She's won over $1 million. She's won, I think, last night where was her 29th game. She's almost ready to take over James Holzhauser's position on the Jeopardy win column. He had 32 wins, and she's at 29. It's interesting, though. She's just over $1 million, million and some. And at 32 games, he had well over $2 million. So he was really an aggressive aggressive at wagering. So
if I'm not mistaken, was he one of the first guys who always went to the bottom of the list, the higher priced questions?
Yes, there was a strategy to that. Eat through those first so that your opponents can't get to those. So that was an interesting strategy. But another one of his things was that he would, when he got an opportunity for a double Jeopardy, I'm going to go all in. You know, his whole thing was this all
crazy.
In. And you'd be like, oh, I can't believe this guy's going to go all in. But he was, you know, really a wealth of information, as Amy does as well. She's got a really great background, and it was really interesting last night. She talked about how much she loved, you know, that this was a childhood dream of hers, was to be on this show, and how much she loved the game.
Yeah, yeah, very good. All of them are obviously the big winners are very bright. They're very sure of themselves, very confident in their knowledge. And the other thing I remember from what was James's last name?
Holzhauser,
is that he would sometimes bet amounts to achieve a certain something. He always had something on his mind, whether it was to equal a child's birthday or
birthday. Yeah,
yeah, it was really bizarre. But all I know is we have another million-dollar winner.
Amy Schneider is her name, by the way.
Amy Schneider. There we go. Yeah. And it reminds me of what Simone Vitale once said, and that is, and you can quote me on this, when I was young, I was poor. But after years of hard work, I'm no longer young. All right. It is, let's just let that sink in a little bit, Riri.
Very wise.
I think there are people who can relate to that on this early cold Tuesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show. Marie Osborne back with us, and we're very happy about that as our WJR senior news analyst and friend and expert on Jeopardy, among many other things, I might add, as we continue on a very busy Tuesday with a lot going on and a lot of information you're going to want and you're going to need, and obviously not just about COVID, but that's still a very big deal.